This is Brother Bedford, and I want to welcome you to Conversations with Black Millionaire Entrepreneurs, where we bring you the best in entrepreneurial education, motivation, and inspiration. Now, how do we do that? By bringing you the best entrepreneurs on the planet, and today is no exception. Joining me in conversation today is Mr. Myron Golden. Now, Myron understands how to overcome adversity. He contracted polio as an infant, and he has walked with a metal brace on his leg his entire life. And in spite of that fact of having that brace on his leg, Myron used the discipline that he learned from his parents to become a black belt in the martial arts. Now, he's the author of the international best-selling book, From the Trash Man to the Cash Man, How Anyone Can Get Rich Starting from Anywhere. And he's also authored a new book called Click and Order for Brick and Mortar, Online Strategies for Offline Market Domination. Now, he is an integrated marketing consultant who can help any business use technology to generate leads and then optimizing the conversion process of those leads offline. Now, Myron has consulting clients whose businesses are doing 7 and 8 figures in revenue using business optimization strategies. Now, if I went through all of the awards and accolades that Myron Golden has received over the years, we wouldn't have enough time for this interview. So without further delay, I want to welcome to the call Mr. Myron Golden. Thank you for joining us today, Mr. Golden.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for your kind words, and I appreciate the opportunity to share.
No, man, this is going to be fun. I've been watching you for some time and really patterning my own business. For years I've been doing some online things and then discovering that there were many offline or brick-and-mortar businesses who just didn't have a clue about what we do online. And so I really want to ask you some questions about that. But as I just talked a brief moment about your history, still, we want to introduce you to this audience. So in your own words, tell my audience, who is Myron Golden?
Well, I'm a Christian businessman, and the reason I say that is because everything that's good in my life is a direct result of having learned and applied some biblical principle to that aspect of my life. Business is no exception. And all of the successes that I've been able to accomplish in my life and in my business, I can certainly root them in the Word of God. So I believe the Bible. I believe that it is a practical book. I believe that it's it's not a religious book, but it's a practical book to be practiced, and any area we apply those practices to is going to improve. I am an author. I've written several books. As you said, I wrote From the Trash Man to the Cash Man, How Anyone Can Get Rich Starting from Anywhere. I wrote Click and Order for Brick and Mortar, Online Strategies for Offline Market Domination. But I've also written a couple of network marketing books because I got started in business in the network marketing industry and struggled for years because there were some foundational principles I did not understand that were essential in that industry. And then got to the point where I was making more money a month in network marketing than I used to make in an entire year at any job I've ever had. So I wrote 2 books on network marketing, one called Make Lots of Money in MLM, The Golden Rules of Success in Network Marketing, and then I wrote one called Line 'em Up and Sign 'em Up, The Golden Rules of Recruiting and Sponsoring in Network Marketing. So that's a little bit about my business career, a little bit about myself. I'm married, and in fact, my wife and I will celebrate our 30th wedding anniversary this year. My son works with me in my business. My daughter does also, but she lives in Pennsylvania with her husband. And, you know, I'm just living a blessed life and experiencing new and exciting experiences every day. A lot of people will ask you, how many years of experience do you have doing blah, blah, blah? I think a better question than how many years of experience you have is how many experiences are you putting in your years?
That's great. Can you expound on that?
Well, yeah, I can. You know, a lot of people say, well, I've got 40 years experience driving a forklift. Well, that's not really true. Mm-hmm. It only takes about 2 weeks to learn how to drive a forklift. So what most people have when they say I've got this many years of experience doing something, what they really mean is I've got 2 weeks of experience doing something that I've repeated over a 40-year time period. Mm-hmm. I think that's really kind of a really bland and just plain way to live your life. Whereas a person could pack, if when a person understands that wealth is more about time, is measured more in time than is in money, and the best thing that you will ever do with your money is to buy back the rest of your life, so that you can cram it full of experiences. There are people who get the financial picture solved early in life, and then they can fill up their life with experiences. If you think about it, people say, well, money's not that important to me, yet they spend 8 to 12 hours a day working for money, and then by the time they get home, they don't have the time or the energy to do anything else. If you become financially free, you get the financial picture straightened out, then you can learn how to play the guitar, you can learn how to play the piano, you can learn how to paint, you can learn how to fly a plane. You can add you can write books, you can write songs. Your life can be about, you can travel, you can fill up your life with experiences, and you can have 90 years of experiences in 4 years. What would take most people 90 years to experience because they simply don't have enough time because they don't have enough money to buy back the rest of their life. So that's what I mean. How many experiences are you putting in your years? Well, if you're struggling financially, you're limited on the amount of money that you can spend on those experiences, and you're limited on the amount of time that you have to spend on those experiences because you're spending most of your time making money.
Wow. I mean, you know, that's one of the things I admire about you, that your perspective, people can always look at one thing one way, but I love your perspective, how you take this, I want to say like a 180, you go around to the other side. I mean, it's just that statement of filling your life full of experiences. I got to let you know that I have to use that somewhere along my next few speeches. I love that.
Well, absolutely. You think about it, the quality of our life is the quality of our experiences. It's not how much time we spend on this earth. I mean, you can spend 90 years on this earth and learn nothing and do nothing and become nothing, and basically you didn't have 90 years of living. You had 90 years of existing. I believe most people exist their way through life, and God intended for us to experience our way through life. And most people are just unaware of the fact that they need to step into those experiences. You know, interesting. I really appreciate the fact that you say that's my perspective, but it's really not even my perspective. It's my observation. And what I mean by that is, going back to the scripture, it says in Ephesians chapter 5, it says, redeeming the time because of the days are evil. Well, that verse right there tells us how we should view time and money together. People say time is money, time is money, time is money. Well, I disagree with that. Time is not money. Time is infinitely more valuable than money. And if you go through life believing that time is money, what you'll do is you'll sell a whole bunch of your time or trade a whole bunch of your time for a little bit of somebody else's money. Mm-hmm. But if you believe that time is more valuable than money, then you will invest as much of your money as necessary to buy back the rest of your life. Because when you think about the word redeem has several meanings if you look it up as it relates to that word in redeeming the time. It means to buy back, mm-hmm. which means so I'm buying something back. So if I'm buying something, what am I using to buy it with? I'm using money. So I'm going to use money to buy back my time. Mm-hmm. How do I do that? I do that by not working on my own car on the weekend. I take it to the shop, and I pay somebody to fix it, and I can spend that time with my family. I don't clean my pool. I pay somebody to do that, so that I can spend that time with my family. I don't mow my lawn. I pay somebody to do that so that I can buy back that time and I can invest it in some of those experiences I'm talking about. See, people value money more than they value time. That's why they spend all this time doing things that they really should farm out to somebody else who is an expert at it, who can get it done in less time, and then they get to redeem that time. So it means to buy back. That's one of the meanings. The other meaning, that the actual meaning of that word is to rescue from loss. So I'm supposed to buy back my time for the purpose of rescuing that time from loss. Mm-hmm. And then the other word for redeem in that same verse is to improve opportunity. So here's what that verse is literally saying. I should use my money to buy back my time so I can rescue it from loss and improve my opportunity. Why? Because the days are evil. Now, the word evil there is not evil like the devil is evil. But see, when we read the Bible in a religious sense, we think, oh, I got to redeem the time because the days are evil. The devil is busy. Well, yeah, the devil is busy, but that's not what that's saying.
Right.
When it says because the days are evil, what that means is it means that life is hard, that the days are filled with difficulty and hardship. So if I want to understand how to practice Ephesians 5:16, what I have to do is I have to use my money to buy back my time, to rescue it from loss, to improve my opportunity because life is hard. Now I understand how to apply that passage to my life.
Wow. And those words that you just stated, I mean, we could stay there all day. That's just pregnant with wisdom. We could just probably continue to talk about that all day.
Isn't it amazing? And people wonder, well, why is my life not working? Why is my life not working? God said, use your money to get your time back, and you're using time to get money.
Wow.
It was never God's design for his children to sell their time for money. It was God's idea. There are two economic systems in this world, I believe. And, you know, we all have our ideas and our ideals and our philosophies, and you can subscribe to mine or not subscribe to mine. The beauty of where I stand is I'm not running for office. So I don't really need a whole bunch of people to agree with me. This is what I'm sharing with you has served me well and is serving me well. So there are two economic infrastructures that I see in this world. There's what I call the world system of economics, and there's the kingdom system of economics. The kingdom system of economics is the system of economics that God set up when he created the world. The world system of economics is the system of economics that Satan set up when Adam gave the keys to kingdom living on this earth to Satan when he sinned in the Garden of Eden. So the two economic infrastructures on this planet are the world system and the kingdom system. Well, what's the world system? Well, the world system of economics is based on three foundational principles, and they are these: wages, that's selling my time for money, slavery, that's somebody else owning me and owning my time, and lack, which means the opposite of abundance.
Right.
That's the world system of economics, and that's the system that most people live in. I don't mean to be condescending, and I certainly don't mean to be offensive, but the truth sometimes offends. It doesn't always encourage. And I'm going to say this: as I've been studying the Bible for the last 37 years, I can only find two classifications of jobs in the Bible, and one is slaves, and the other is soldiers. Every other position in scripture was a business owner. Okay.
Wow.
Every other one was a business owner. So that's one idea that really frees people. So that's the world system of economics. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom system of economics was based on the opposite, obviously, because Satan wants to do the opposite of everything God does. So the kingdom system of economics is based on freedom, profits versus wages, freedom versus slavery, profits versus wages, and abundance versus lack.
Wow.
So isn't it interesting that when God put man in the garden, it says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 16, it says, and God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, by the way, every tree, that's abundance.
Right.
Of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat. That's freely. And God told man in Genesis 1:28 to be fruitful and multiply. Fruitful is profitable. It's to produce. So anyway, God commanded the man to be fruitful, or abundant, to be freely, and to be profitable. But Satan wants us to believe that the only way we can make a living is to sell our time for money.
Right.
Well, I submit that's one of the worst ways to make a living, is to sell our time for money, which is why after becoming an entrepreneur and learning some of these principles that I'm sharing with you, I've been able to go from, you know, making $6.25 an hour to making more money per month than I used to make in an entire decade.
Hmm.
So that is – But that's possible for anybody. That's not because I have special powers, but that's because I've tapped into a special power. And that special power is the power that the whole world was created from, and that is the power of the Word of God. So anyway, and I know it probably sounds like people who are listening right now probably think they're listening to a preacher church guy. And I am, truth be told, I am a minister, but I'm also an entrepreneur. Fortunately for me, when I minister at a church, I can minister for free.
Right.
I don't have to charge a church anything. Why? Because my businesses support me.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
No, this is great. It's, and as you mentioned, it's principles, and that's where my next question is going to go, because you mentioned earlier in your career in the network marketing industry, obviously you struggled for some years. So what were some of those challenges that you faced for, and I think you said that it was because you didn't know or have knowledge of these principles. So what were some of the specific challenges that you faced earlier in your career?
I had three basic challenges in network marketing. By the way, if somebody's challenged in network marketing, they have these three. They can't sell, they can't recruit, and they don't have influence over anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You fix those. If you learn how to sell and you learn how to recruit and you've got influence, network marketing is easy. If network marketing is hard for you, it is hard for you because of those three things. You can't sell, you can't recruit, you don't have influence over anybody. So I didn't know that, and nobody told me that. I mean, wouldn't that be an interesting network marketing training, the two-minute network marketing training? Learn how to sell, learn how to recruit, and learn how to have influence over people. Training done. Now, of course, you got to teach people how to do those things.
Right.
But wouldn't it be nice if everybody in network marketing knew that if they want to become successful in network marketing, those are the three skills they've got to learn. By the way, if somebody wants to be successful as a doctor, they've got to learn how to sell, and they've got to learn how to have influence over people. Somebody wants to be successful as a lawyer, they've got to learn how to sell, and they've got to learn how to have influence over people. So business is pretty much business. Now, when I got started in network marketing back in 1985, it took me a year and a half to earn my first paycheck, and it wasn't because I wasn't working. It was because the stuff I was working on weren't working. Because, it's really sad that, network marketing is called network marketing, but network marketing companies really teach you network marketing promotion, network promotion. They teach you network marketing company promotion. They teach you how to promote the company, how to promote the product. But promotion is not marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Promotion can include marketing, but promotion by its nature is not marketing. In fact, it's really the opposite of marketing. Promotion causes you to chase people down. Right. Marketing causes people to chase you down. There's a big difference.
Right.
So one of the things that I teach, how do you have influence over somebody? Well, one of the ways you have influence over people, and I teach this principle in my book, Click and Order for Brick and Mortar. You've got to have some kind of lead magnet,
mm-hmm.
or what I call a lead generation machine. So if you want to build a business growth machine, you need five different machines. You need a business growth machine. I mean, you need a lead generation machine. You need a money motion sensor machine. You need a main product money machine. You need a premium product money machine. And you need a continuity money machine.
Mm-hmm.
So you need those five components in order to build wealth. You build those five components, you automatically have wealth. Well, one of the things that every network marketer should do if they want to build a successful business is they should create their own product. And when they're talking to – and network marketing companies don't like this, but they should love this, because if their distributors would do this, the distributor would make more money. Now, they should create their own information product, audio, video, or book, one of the three.
Mm-hmm.
And they should sell that product to their prospect before they sell their prospect any of the company's product, any of the company's products. Now, here's the thing. When they create that product, that product should not include any company names, any company product names, or any company trademarks.
Mm-hmm.
What they should be selling educating people on is the fact that the people can have the result
mm-hmm.
that the company product promises without mentioning the company's name. And they should teach people that they can have that result. or they should teach people that they should desire that result, whether that result is financial freedom, whether that result is more vitality, whatever it is, what weight loss, whatever it is, you write a book or create an audio program or create a video. And how do you talk about the product without naming the product? You just call it the product. Because when you call it the product, it becomes an open loop. Or if you how do you talk about the opportunity without talking about the opportunity? You call it the opportunity.
Right.
Or you call it my wealth building method.
Right.
And you don't name it at all. You leave it totally nameless. Why? Because that creates an open loop. And an open loop draws people in and creates curiosity. So anyway,
right.
I mean, I may have thrown out too much information there. But that's really, I mean, obviously, I wrote from the trash man to the cash man. If I was still doing network marketing, and I'm not, but if I was still doing network marketing, if I sold somebody trash man to cash man, before I showed them my opportunity, they would be 1,000 times more likely to be a part of my team.
Right.
Why? Because I'm the guy that wrote the book on how to create wealth.
Right.
So anyway.
This is great. You know, you're not throwing out too much. Obviously, those are some of the challenges. Now, you said you were like a year and a half before you made your first check, and obviously you mentioned those three areas that people need to begin to focus on. Now, what convinced you or what propelled you to begin to seek out the information? Because you had to solve those challenges, so that means you had to begin to either study or something clicked. What was it that helped you to overcome those three areas?
Well, really for me, because we didn't have access to the internet, we didn't have access to things like I created an app for network marketers called the MLM Pocket Coach.
Wow.
It's $2.99 on iTunes. It's in the Google Play Store as well, but when you download it from the Play Store, because Google has so many operating systems, it doesn't work on some of them. I'm going to keep it real. And it's not worth the time and energy for me to fix it. If you download it on Google and it doesn't work, just request your money back. They'll give your money back as long as you do it within 15 minutes. But if you have an iPad or an iPod or an iPhone, go to the App Store, download it. It's $2.99. Got 11 hours of training from top network marketing leaders.
Wow, that's great.
So what happened for me, what solved my problem was, and that – unfortunately, it was a lot longer for me than it was for most people because it took me 14 years to get the six figures. But here's what did it for me. The reason I was looking is because what I was doing wasn't working. But network marketing was working for other people, so I knew that it could work for me. So what I did that most people don't do is I lasted through the learning curve because I realized where I was headed was far more important than how long it took me to get there.
Now, you mentioned some of these foundational things in terms of you looking, and I recall a recent video I saw of yours about the financial turnaround. I believe that's one of the first steps or the second step.
It is.
You've got to
seek a
turnaround.
You got to seek a turnaround. You got to be right. If you're not looking for anything, you're not going to – here's what the Bible says, seek and you shall find. Here's what that means. You don't seek, you don't find.
Don't knock it. Won't open, right?
Exactly. And most people – most people are perfectly content to be miserable. So, it's like the story about the guy. You're walking down the sidewalk, and you see this guy, and he's sitting on his porch, and he's whittling a stick, and his dog is moaning. Sir, your dog's moaning. Is he sick? No, he's not sick. He's just laying on a nail. He's laying on a nail. Well, why doesn't he get up? Well, I guess it hurts him bad enough to moan about it, but it just don't hurt him bad enough to change. And that's how most people are. They're like a dog laying on a nail. It hurts them bad enough to complain about it, but not bad enough to move.
Wow. That's profound. So. Man, I can listen to your stories all day. Let me ask you this question. All right. You made the transition.
Well, yeah, I guess you can tell. I can tell my stories all day too.
Oh yeah, and I love it. And so I love the way. So now you mentioned that you're not doing network marketing. I really want to give people a great picture of your journey. Now you mentioned that you're not doing network marketing, but now you've transitioned into your new business. Now what is your new business like after network marketing, and how did you really get into that?
It's really amazing how network marketing really led to almost everything that I do now. I mean, almost everything. One is when I stopped doing network marketing, I started doing training for network marketers because there are a lot of people out there who wanted to have the experiences that I had in network marketing, so I started teaching them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I realized, network marketing, is not really that distinct from any other business. Then I started doing training for all kinds of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I started teaching people how to write books who wanted to be authors. And I teach people how to become speakers who want to stand in front of the room and do talks and get paid for that. And so I teach people how to do that. And now my primary business is I'm a marketing consultant. I teach local brick-and-mortar business owners how to make their business grow on a retainer basis or a percentage of profit basis or both. And there's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to make a very bold statement. There are very few businesses that I could come in contact with that I could not help at least grow their business by 5 or 10 times. Not 5 or 10%. There's very few businesses that I could not help them grow their business by 5 or 10 times with the revenue they're doing now. In fact, I'm sitting here looking at the product of one of my clients, and this guy in 2007, in fact, he wrote the foreword in my book, in my new book, Click and Order for Brick and Mortar. In 2007, his business was on the verge of bankruptcy. He had to let all of his staff go. He was over $1 million in debt. He owed the IRS over $250,000. He was about to lose his main business. And I taught him some principles. And he applied those principles over the last 8 years now. And year over year, their business revenue has multiplied. And by the way, this is a guy who consistently over the last 4 years pays me over six figures a month. I'm not six figures a month, six figures a year, not six figures a month. He pays me over six figures a year. But last year, his business did $10.1 million in revenue using the principles that I taught him.
That is great.
So that's in 8 years. So, you know, if somebody who's listening to this has a traditional business and you want to grow your business to the eight-figure mark, hey, go to my website, reach out to me, myrongolden.com, reach out to me, and we can set up some kind of agreement where I consult with you and help you grow your business. Take it to another level.
Man, that's great. Now, let me ask you this, because you said there's not any business. Now, is it because you know automatically that there are just these hidden opportunities or missed opportunities that are lying dormant in every business?
I named five things that can make your business grow. If you do any one of them well, you can grow your business incrementally. If you do all of them,
right, even
mediocrely, you will grow your business exponentially. And very few businesses are doing all of those things. Most businesses aren't even doing any of them well.
Mm-hmm.
Those five business growth machines, most businesses aren't doing any of them well. Almost no business is doing all of them. And I didn't say almost no business is doing all of them well. Almost no business is doing all of them, period. And
right, very
few businesses are doing any of them well.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do to know that business owners don't get it is the next time the phone book company drops off a yellow page, look how many businesses are still advertising in the phone book.
Right.
And then when you go look at those businesses that are advertising in the phone book, look at how many of them don't even have websites listed in their phone book.
Right.
And then look at how many of the businesses in the same category, their ads basically say the same thing with different numbers. We've been in business for X number of years. We provide quality and value and customer service. That doesn't mean anything to anybody. Those are all nondescript terms. So we teach people how when they do advertising to make their advertising at least 100 times more effective. Most businesses are horrible. Most businesses that spend money on advertising do a horrible job advertising because they buy advertising like they buy shoes. And what I mean by that is they buy advertising from an advertising salesperson. Okay, I'm going to make a very controversial statement. You should not let a webmaster design your website. You should let a marketer design your website and let a webmaster build your website. Why don't you want a webmaster to design your website? The same reason you don't want a contractor or a subcontractor to design your house. You don't want the subcontractor or the contractor drawing the blueprints for your house. You want an architect to draw the blueprints and somebody else builds it. Well, guess what? You want a marketer to build the framework for your business, and then you have somebody else build the components that the marketer designs for you.
Correct. That's true.
But most people, they buy a website from a guy who knows how to build websites but doesn't know how to sell anything on the internet. Doesn't make sense.
That's correct.
So
that's true. No, that is great.
So that, look, so that's what I mean.
No, that's perfect, man. That's wow. Like I said, time is moving, but I really want to ask you before we get ready to get out of here, what are, because we have budding and seasoned entrepreneurs who listen to this, but for the budding entrepreneurs, what are the traits or characteristics that you think they must begin to embrace or adapt in order to become successful as an entrepreneur?
The first and foremost trait that an entrepreneur who wants to grow a business to seven or eight figures has to have is you must have an insatiable appetite for learning.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what's really, really hard for people. The more you learn, the greater your appetite needs to become.
Right.
Because no matter how much you learn, learning more always exposes you to more that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Never stop learning. And that's a biblical principle as well. It says in Hosea, it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Now, my question is, okay, why don't his people know?
Right.
Well, here's the answer. It's not because they could not know that they did not know. It was because they would not know that they did not know. You say, "Myron, what do you mean?" Well, it says in the same verse, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." And see, most people stop right there. But here's what it says. It says, "Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee." So it wasn't that they couldn't know. It was that they would not know. They rejected the knowledge. Well, here's what I've discovered. I'm going to make another controversial statement. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The more traditional institutional education somebody has, the harder it is for them to learn.
Ooh. Yeah, that's going to hurt.
I know.
That's going to hurt.
And the reason it's hard for them to learn is because the educational system programs us that not knowing is failure and knowing is passing. But in order to learn, see, the biggest hindrance to learning that I've discovered in coaching, in teaching, in training, the biggest hindrance to learning is not learning disabilities. The biggest hindrance to learning is thinking that you already know.
Right.
And so when you tell people, like I've got one coaching client right now, and I share with this person, "Well, you need to do this." "I know that already. I know that already." "Well, I should already know this. I'm already doing that." And it's like, that's why your business isn't working, because you already know everything. So therefore, you can't learn anything.
Did you tell them that?
I did.
That's great.
And they have a PhD. And I said, if I can be blunt with you, doctor, your biggest challenge that you have is that you have a PhD. You're a doctor. That's your biggest challenge. And if you can get over your degree and you can start learning again and stop knowing, you can start making some money. And I know that's I don't want to sound arrogant, like I know everything, because I don't know everything. But I'm a student. I was going through some training yesterday, and I was asking myself, "Wow, how can I not know this?" But I'm glad that I was willing enough to watch the training to learn it, even though I already know. I'm a relatively successful guy. I've made millions and millions of dollars, and I've generated tens of thousands of leads online, made hundreds of thousands of dollars online, and millions of dollars offline. I'm going to tell you something. There's a whole bunch I don't know. The difference between me and the average person who perceives themselves as successful is I'm willing to learn it, so I can take my life to the next level. And many people who are already remotely successful are unwilling to take it to another level.
Right.
So,
man, this is rich. This is rich. So, before we even ask for your closing statements or parting words, can you please tell the audience how can they get in contact with you? How can they go and begin to engage with you and get some of this other information that you have? Because you have a wealth of information available to the audience. So, how can they do that?
Well, a couple things. One, don't friend request me on Facebook. And you can friend request me if you'd like. I mean, that's okay. Because maybe one of these days Facebook will change their policy. But right now they only let you have 5,000 friends. And I've got more than 5,000 friends, and I've got more than 500 people on deck. So if you friend request me and I don't accept you, it's not because I'm ignoring you. It's just because there's no room. But go to my Facebook fan page and like it. And I've got free video trainings on there that are remarkable. Remarkable trainings. In fact, I've got some other ones that I'm working on right now. And so in the next week or so, we're going to post some video trainings on some of the stuff I was sharing here. But my Facebook fan page is themyrongolden.com, themyrongolden.com, because my regular Facebook page is Myron Golden. So it's facebook.com/themyrongolden, the Myron Golden. So that's one place they can go. The other place they can go is they can go to my website, which is myrongolden.com, myrongolden.com. I would recommend highly that they get my book, From the Trash Man to the Cash Man. If you don't like the book, you can send it back. It's a lifetime money-back guarantee. Because the book is that good, and I'm not saying it's that good because I wrote it. It's that good because it's that good. Also, click and order for Brick and Mortar. You'll be able to order that on my website as well. And there's always some kind of special that we have on my website. So look at the special offer page, and the special offer changes from time to time. And usually the special offer is discounted down to only $97. So it's a product that's multiple hundreds of dollars, and it's usually discounted down to like $97. So I would recommend that they take a look at that as well. So that's some of the stuff that they can take advantage of. Oh, I do have some free videos. I've got, if you go to my website, you put your name and email address in. One of the things that I like to share with people is that there's never been a time in human history where it's been easier for people to create wealth than right now. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't feel like it. And the reason it doesn't feel like it is because every so many years we move into a new economic era. The first economic era was the agricultural era, and it lasted for a few thousand years. The second was the industrial age, and it lasted for a few hundred years. After that was the distribution age. It lasted for a couple of decades. And then the subsequent economic eras have only lasted for a few years. And I'm not going to tell you what they are, but the reason it feels so hard to make money is because the money moves into a different economic era every couple of years. Mm-hmm. It changes. Where wealth is created changes every couple of years. And so because it changes every couple of years, and it takes so long to tool up and learn that it's hard for people to create wealth because it's harder for us to get ready to learn, to get ready to operate in that new economic era. So I created a video called The History and Mystery of Wealth, because I believe that until you solve the mystery of until you understand the history of wealth, you cannot solve the mystery of wealth. The scripture says that David served his own generation after the will of God. One of the things that you're going to have to do, if you're going to create wealth for your family, you're going to have to figure out a way to serve your own generation. You've got to create value in the generation that you are in, or in the economic era that you are in. And until you can figure out how to create value in the economic era that you are in, you're going to struggle to make a living. One of the reasons people have a hard time creating wealth is because they are trying to make a living in the past. Mm-hmm. Our educational system in America, first grade through 12th grade and college, undergraduate degree, master's degree, all of that was based, that whole system was designed in the industrial age.
Right.
So we're training people to get jobs in the industrial age, and then everybody's disgruntled when they graduate from college and they're over $100,000 in debt and they can't find a job because people in other countries are just moving into the industrial age. So we're hiring people over there in that country and they're saying, bring those jobs back to America. Well, we really don't want those jobs back in America. Because if those jobs come back to America, they've got to come back at 1950s and 1940s wages. Nobody wants to make that here. So instead of saying bring the jobs back to America and bring those jobs back to the past, why don't we bring Americans into the future?
Mm-hmm.
And tool them up to make a living in the economic era that we're living now. And then everybody's lifestyle can get better. Because wealth is not limited. So therefore, you know, we have a tendency to think of wealth being an economic pie, and which means that there's only so that it's finite and there's only so many pieces, and the more you get, the less there is for me, and the more I get, the less there is for you. So we're all competing for this limited pie. But that's not how it works. How it really works in reality is wealth is more like a fruit. than it is a pie. And what I mean by that, if I eat an apple, yes, there's one less apple, but there's six more seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And any fool can count the number of seeds in an apple, but only God can count the number of apples in a seed. So by me creating wealth and consuming that wealth, it also gives consuming my wealth is sowing seeds for other people to create wealth. So if it's really like a fruit and not like a pie, then the more wealth I create for myself, the more wealth I create for people around me, even people I don't know.
Right. Man, that's good stuff. That is great.
So.
Myron, I mean, this has been a joy. We have to do this again soon. We have to do this again soon because I think what you have to share, and again, the perspective, I think would help so many, obviously, not just the budding entrepreneurs, but the seasoned entrepreneurs that are stuck or struggling to take their businesses to the next level. So I'm strongly encouraging everyone who's listening to this to make sure that they go to the fan page, make sure that they go to the website, myrongolden.com, and to get these resources. And those resources that you just mentioned, lastly, are free. So there's no excuse for individuals not to be able to begin to engage with you and glean from your years of business and entrepreneurial experience.
Absolutely. Is it okay if I give away one more video?
Oh, absolutely. You can give away as many videos as you want.
Okay. So I did a video based on 2 Kings chapter 4 called How to Have a Financial Turnaround. And if people want to get that video, all they have to do is text their name and email address only. The only thing you put in the text is your name and email address. Don't say thank you for the interview, thank you for the information. Just put your name, put a space, and then put your email address in the body of the text. And then send that text to 717-388-4290. Send that text to 717-388-4290. And when you do that, you're going to get a text back that says, hey, to receive Myron Golden's free video, text the word agree. Respond to this text with the word agree. So all you have to do is text back the word agree. When you text back the word agree, you'll get another text and an email with the video in it. So, and it's free. So again, the number is 717-388-4290. And make sure the only thing you put in the text is your name and your email address.
This has been wonderful. Myron, thank you so much for sharing your time this morning with me and my audience, and we look forward
to my pleasure.
Having some more conversations. This has been really rich. And this is your brother, Bedford, getting ready to sign off, almost reluctantly. I don't want to hang up the phone, but time is at the end. We got to get off the phone. Again, I could talk to you all day. So this is Brother Bedford. I want to thank Mr. Golden for sharing of his time, his energy, and his wisdom, and his knowledge and experience with us this morning. So again, make sure you go and view all of those resources. Again, the free videos, the books that are available, the fan page. You really have no excuse as we're in this new economic era of really reaching out to someone who's been there and done that and who can help you to achieve that same success. So this is Brother Bedford signing off, and I thank you all for tuning in. And Mr. Golden, once again, thank you for joining us today, and I hope to talk to you very, very soon.
My pleasure, sir. Have a fantastic day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to my conversations with Black millionaire entrepreneurs. And if you want more tips, more strategies, more notifications that would really take you into the mindset of these brilliant Black millionaire entrepreneurs, I need you to take out your phone and text my brother, that's the keyword, my brother, to 58885. Just text the keyword, my brother, to 58885. Or if you prefer, you can go online and just go to blackmillionairemindset.com. And once you enter your name and your email, I will immediately send you my video training, 10 Keys to Unlock Your Own Millionaire Mindset. So again, you can go to blackmillionairemindset.com, enter your name and email, and I'll send you the video training, or you can text the keyword, my brother, to 58885, and I'll make sure that you get the video training. This is your brother Bedford, and I look forward to seeing you and hearing from you in the next Conversations with Black Millionaire Entrepreneurs. Take care.